All this week on WBUR's Morning Edition, we're focusing on a disease expected to hit aging baby boomers hard, Alzheimer's. Yesterday, we met a local family struggling with the brain disease, which is thus far incurable. This morning, we look at efforts to find a treatment. Boston is home to two major centers of research on Alzheimer's, but after a decade of drug development and clinical trials on patients, there's still no medication that halts the disease's progress. In part two of our series, which we call Fade to Darkness, The Age of Alzheimer's, Rachel Gottbaum reports that many in Boston's scientific community say they now know what went wrong and are getting closer to find ways to treat and perhaps prevent Alzheimer's.
These are my babies. I think that's Margie. These aren't, I forget what these are.
Devorah Corman glows when she talks about the family photos in her Brookline home.
But these are my babies. Marjorie is the eldest. And if you think I know now, which is Margie, yeah.
Devorah Corman Margie, is 77 years old and has Alzheimer's. She was diagnosed 5 years ago. Before she became ill, Corman loved to paint, and she spent much of her time in her studio. But that has changed.
I haven't painted really for a long time.
What happens for you when you try?
I get discouraged. You can't keep beating a dead horse. So I quit.
Corman says she often gets frustrated living with Alzheimer's. But from the beginning, her doctors gave her hope. They told her she could enroll in clinical trials, testing promising new drugs that might slow down the disease. Julie Corman, Devorah Corman's daughter, said the first drug trial helped her mother, but that study had major problems.
I think I've been on several different ones. Am I right, Julie?
Yes. Do you remember taking any pills?
I think I was taking some pills. You called me and said, stop taking those pills. I said, why? They're helping. And she said, no, four people have died.
Even with the death of several patients on that study, Devorah Corman was eager to try another experimental treatment. She's now enrolled in an Alzheimer's trial testing an anti-amyloid drug. Amyloid is the protein that builds up in the brains of people with Alzheimer's and is believed to destroy brain function. The aim of this drug is to reduce the amount of amyloid in the patient's brain. Risa Sperling, Corman's doctor, periodically gives her tests to check her memory to see if the disease is progressing.
But what about if you wanted to draw the hands to make the time actually say 10 minutes past 11?
Let me think. They would be like, I forget where they go.
That's okay. All right, don't worry about that.
I flunked.
In many ways, Devorah Corman, an older woman with a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, is a typical trial subject. But Dr. Sperling says that is changing.
By the time people have mild to moderate dementia, they've lost 50 to 70% of key nerve cells in parts of their brain that are critical for memory.
Sperling is director of Alzheimer's Research and Treatment at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. She believes previous drug trials failed because the patients already had too much brain damage to benefit.
So even if we were able to successfully suck all of the amyloid out of the brain, it's unlikely that we're going to be able to regrow all these nerve cells and connections and make people back to what they were 5 or 10 years ago.
So now, after a decade of failing to find an effective treatment for Alzheimer's, many scientists are looking at new ways to approach the disease. In addition to the current trials designed for those who already have Alzheimer's, researchers now plan to study a new wave of subjects, people who show no signs of the disease. The idea is that many of the drugs that have failed in the past may be effective for those who are pre-symptomatic, that is, people in the very early stages of Alzheimer's. New tests can actually predict who is likely to get the disease by tracing signs of amyloid in the brain.
We are far beyond where we were 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. Where we are now is that we are informed of the complexity of what happens in a patient's brain who has Alzheimer's disease.
That's Dr. Dennis Selko of Harvard Medical School. He spent the last 3 decades studying Alzheimer's, and he believes the new prevention studies are the wave of the future. Another promising new path Selko and others are exploring is how another protein called tau interacts with amyloid to cause brain damage in patients with Alzheimer's.
Tau is very important for amyloid beta to do its dirty work. And if tau is lowered or removed in some way, there's not as much damage from amyloid beta.
Selko says studies in mice have already shown that drugs that reduce tau in the brain may make the amyloid protein less destructive. The next step? Trials with Alzheimer's patients. Most scientists agree that to effectively treat Alzheimer's, there has to be a multi-pronged approach. For example, drugs that reduce both amyloid and tau. But there are many other questions being explored by Alzheimer's researchers, including the role of inflammation in the disease and whether diabetes and high cholesterol are risk factors. And at MIT's Picower Institute for Learning and Memory, the director, Dr. Li-Wei Tsai, is researching how the brain responds to injuries caused by Alzheimer's.
You know, one thing about the brain, which is probably different from a lot of the other organs, is that it's very plastic. So the brain has a huge capacity to compensate for its loss.
Tsai believes that progress in Alzheimer's research has suffered because of the focus on amyloid.
All the major players in the industry, they only focus on this one mechanism, which is the anti-beta amyloid approach. And I have to say that it is very, very disappointing. After lots of money, lots of effort, and several large clinical trials, we have not obtained more positive results.
Tsai says in Alzheimer's, the genes for learning and memory are turned off. She believes there may be ways to turn those genes on again. In one of her major experiments, Tsai placed mice in a highly stimulating environment.
I put the mice in a huge arena filled with toys, colorful toys, and all kinds of exercise equipment, treadmills and, you know, swings and stuff. Guess what? After a month, they behave much better. They can learn much better, too. Their neurons seem to respond.
Tsai saw biochemical changes in the brains of the stimulated mice and says she has developed a compound that can recreate those same changes. She's hoping for human trials to begin within the next few years. But in the meantime, Tsai says, that even with the focus on prevention, there's a real need to find treatments for the millions who already suffer from Alzheimer's.
We need to do something about these people. We cannot just like say, oh, okay, you guys are already too late. We don't have anything for you.
The debate continues over how to best tackle this debilitating and fatal disease. Alzheimer patient Devorah Corman hopes for a breakthrough in her lifetime. But if that doesn't happen, she says she's still grateful for the opportunity to help future patients.
Well, I gain from being a guinea pig. It not only helps me, it helps the rest of the world.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.